episode 405, How to Feel Younger and Do More.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you feeling? Are you feeling younger and you're ready to do more? That's what we're chatting about today. I'm so thrilled you're here. Come in, get comfortable, because we've got a lot to get into. And if you're brand new to the Create Your Now family, welcome. I am thrilled that you're here. If you want to know more about what we do here at Create Your Now, head on over to createyournow.com. You can also catch us on Facebook and Twitter. We'd love to chat with you out there in the world. Now, we're not going to sit here and talk a lot of domestic beauties because, you know, sometimes we just get really winded. It's easy for me to get winded because I love chatting with you. I love our girl time. But we got to get into this because I know for you, you were enticed how to feel younger and do more. When you read that, you're like, yeah, I'm all in. I want to feel younger. Have you looked at your countertops lately? What are they covered in? Are they covered in creams and things that you think are going to make you look younger? They promised you, you know, results in 2 weeks or 6 weeks if you held out that long. And they're so pricey. Guilty as charged, right? We have those things that just we think they're going to make us younger, but we're looking at it from the outside in instead of rather the inside out. We get stuck on our age because age actually defines our ability. Well, I'm in my 40s, so if I'm in my 40s, I can't be flexible. Well, now that I'm in my 60s, there's no way I can lift weights. I wouldn't even think about running a marathon. Man, I'm in my 20s. Oh, I got to be careful because I don't want to do anything that's going to make me look older when I'm in my 30s and 40s. And this talk just goes round and round and round. And we wonder why we can't feel younger. Well, we're doing nothing but adding negativity to our life. And most of us see age as a negative. I actually don't. I actually probably feel younger now than I did when I was in my 20s. And quite frankly, my age number, if somebody says, well, how old are you? I mean, I feel like I'm 27. Now, I don't remember what I felt like when I was 27, but for some reason, that's where my number is. It's like, I'm 27. I'm not that old. I'm much older. But you see, for me, age is every year earned is wisdom gained from experience. That's what age means. But we look at getting older as we can't do something, and it becomes a negative. Why let age define your ability? Why not turn it around? Flip it from the inside out. We look at our physical being on the outside, and we see what we see physically with our eyes. When we touch our skin and we see the flabs or the, you know, the extra here or the, oh, not so great there. Or, ooh, that doesn't look too bad for your age. Either way, you're just seeing the physical attributes of your body. But what if you were to turn yourself inside out? What's your reflection of your mind, body, and spirit? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. If that is true, what do you see? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What do you see when you look at your mind from the inside out? What do you see when you look at your body from the inside out? What do you see when you look at your spirit from the inside out? What does your heart say? How is it connected from the inside out? It begins to change our perspective. Now, in all of this, how to feel younger and do more is based solely upon you. You have to figure out what fuels you, what inspires you. It's not based on what works for your mom or what works for your best friend, what works for your brother or your father. No, it's you. Every body is different. Every mind is different. Every spirit is different. You are unique. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't forget that. And so today we're going to talk about it, and we're jumping right in because there's a lot to cover. I don't want you to see age anymore as negative. I want you to see as, wait, every year earned is wisdom gained from experience. So this is how to feel younger and do more. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Challenge your mind, body, and spirit. What you need to do is this. Number one, you got to eat real food and hydrate with water. Eat real food. If you are shopping in a grocery store, you need to be shopping around the perimeter of the grocery store. Remember, we're talking about fueling you. What fuels you? You have to figure out what works for your body from the inside out. You need to be eating real food. Because you add something to something that becomes boxed doesn't mean that it's real food. You got to read those labels. Because what you think you're eating, you may not really be eating. So if God made it, you can eat it. That is the best. If you can't answer with an affirmative yes, then you need to question and read that label. Okay? You need to know what you're putting in your body. He also then, part of number one is what? Hydrate with water. Why? Our bodies work off of water. That doesn't count the coffee, the tea, the sodas, the juices, the milks, the anything else, the spritzes, the alcohol, the wine. That doesn't count. It's water. And you really need to be aiming for a minimum of 64 ounces of water a day. And if you really want to be healthy, I would challenge you. Remember, challenge is what? You're going beyond your comfort zone. That's what a challenge is. That's what the KISS is, to challenge your mind, body, and spirit. Drink a gallon of water a day. You can't jump to that immediately because you're going to be going to the bathroom all the time. So work up to that. But you will be working at an optimum level for your body when you give it and you hydrate it. Because most of us, as you're sitting here and you're listening, you're dehydrated. A lot of us do not realize it, but we are. We're dehydrated. We think we're hungry. Really, we need more fluid. But we eat, but we don't drink. So, number one, eat real food and hydrate with water. Number two, limit intake of unnecessary medications. Are you still there? You didn't hang up, did you? Good. Now, listen to me carefully. I believe in science, and there's a place for medications. However, in our world today, we've made it so simple. If you just take this pill, this will go away. If you just do this, this will go away. And a lot of times we're taking pills to cover the symptoms of another pill. When if we were to start looking at it, maybe we could limit it to one or two pills of medications that we really need. But instead, we're ended up taking four or five or six medications. Now, some of those are desperately needed, and you need to work directly with your physician, your medical provider, and your pharmacist to know what's right, what interacts with you, what's right for your body. But you have to ask those questions, and a lot of us, we don't. We just say, oh, the doctor told me to take it, so I'm taking it. Why not ask the question? It's your body. So you have to be proactive at it. So limit the intake of unnecessary medications. Some of us are like, oh, man, I just don't feel good. I've got this pain. I'm just going to take a pain reliever real quick. Is it really that painful? Or is it just kind of irritating and it's just kind of there and you really can deal with it, but you're focused on it. And so that's where your mind goes and you think, oh, well, if I could just get rid of that dull little ache, then I won't focus on it and I can concentrate on something else. Yet we really don't concentrate on the something else. We still focus on the pain. So we're taking medication sometimes just to take them. So I bring that up as an awareness to you because a lot of the times we're not understanding what medications are really for. So understand what's right for your body. I told you before, I believe in science. God gave us minds to create some amazing things. And I believe in using them. But I also believe we abuse them too. So you have to find what works for your body, where you are in your health and your well-being. So talk to your medical practitioner, talk to your physician, talk to your pharmacist. Know what interacts. Know the symptoms. Maybe you're taking a drug that has a symptom and you're trying to counteract it with something that's creating another symptom, which really, if you would have not taken that, it wouldn't be there to begin with. See? So really go and seek it out, okay? Because again, your kiss is to challenge your mind, body, and spirit. You want to feel younger and do more, right? You got to limit the intake of unnecessary medications. And again, the key word is unnecessary. Number three, increase your fresh fruits and vegetables. We do not eat enough fresh fruits and vegetables. We don't. And in fact, we tend to eat more fresh fruits than we do vegetables because, well, vegetables are kind of boring. They're not as sweet. And a lot of us, we like the sugary stuff, especially here in the U.S. We're sugar addicts. So be mindful of that. Understand that and try to work more of that into your diet, okay? So maybe you have a snack that's more directly related to carrots and celery and cucumbers, yum, 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 instead of chips and dip and salsa, et cetera, okay? So increase your fresh fruits and vegetables. One way you can do that too is doing a smoothie. However, when you do smoothies, be careful. You can drink too much, meaning it can be a higher caloric intake. Just because it's fresh fruits and vegetables doesn't mean that there aren't any calories there. So if you're trying to lose weight, then you may actually be going against yourself because you're drinking a 600 calorie smoothie times two and you haven't even had dinner yet. So you're looking at 2,000 to 2,400 calories and the doctor's saying, sweetheart, you need to be at about 1,400 calories or 1,500 calories to lose your weight. So again, be mindful of that, but you need to incorporate more fresh fruits and vegetables. Number four, you need to incorporate what? Intentional movement. You got to move more. You've got to move that body. Mommies, if you are at home, you think you're moving more, but when you're just going to the laundry bin, you're not moving that much. Your arms going up and down and folding and crossing that cute little shirt, that does not expel that much movement. It's not, you know, getting rid of the energy. It's not expending the calories that you are fueling your body with. So you really need to be conscious of how you're moving, how often you're moving. If you're in a job and you're at a desk job and you find yourself sitting for 2 hours, that's way too long. You need to get up and move for about 5 minutes every hour. If it's just to walk around the perimeter, go to the bathroom and then come back. Go to the printer and get what you printed off, assuming the printer's not right next to you. Walk around, go outside real quick, get some fresh air, come right back in. Okay, it's very important. You've got to have intentional movement. Optimal intentional movement, 30 minutes a day. That's on top of anything else that you regularly do. So if you're one who you think you're getting in about 10,000 steps. You're like, oh, I'm good. No. That's 30 minutes above what you're doing. Got it? Okay. Number five, read books that are thought-provoking. Now, what I mean here is you've got to do some mind stretching. We're talking about challenging the mind, the body, and the spirit. Well, we've already talked about challenging the body from the inside out. We're talking about the food, the water, the medications, the fresh fruits and vegetables, the intentional movement. The mind is a muscle too. It needs movement. You need to read and feed that mind. And so you need to incorporate thought-provoking material into what you're doing on a daily basis. You can do this by whatever interests you. Maybe you're into education. Find some great educational journals. It doesn't have to be physical journals or magazines. It could be something that's online. Okay, maybe it's something like the Huffington Post or Mind Body Green or the Mind Unleashed, something like that. That's like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool. I haven't looked into this, but this is great. Whatever floats your boat. Maybe you are fascinated by people and the psychology of it. Well, look into Psychology Today. There's lots of different journals that you can read and magazines that will stretch you and keep your mind moving. Again, if you don't flex that muscle, if you're not using that muscle, you will lose that muscle. Also, another thing that came out is playing games. Now, it's not games that are just, oh, finding these three-letter words. It's got to be a little more challenging than that, where you're not expecting it. You have to figure out the puzzle, the which way to go, the reaction to it. So it's really important. You can do those electronic games too, but also incorporate some reading. okay, with that. Again, mind stretching. Number six, journal. Journaling is so important, and it's important because it gives you a safe place with no judgment to allow you to express you. You may be having some struggles with your relationship with your child. Maybe they're at a teenage point and you're just kind of going against each other. Well, you can't maybe express that to them directly, but you can on a piece of paper and you can close it up and be okay with it. That gives you a way to release your frustration, your anger. It allows you to process things and not do it out loud and then say things that you may regret later. So journaling is very important. That doesn't mean you have to do it every day. It doesn't have to be a two-hour process. It could be 2 seconds. It could be just a few notes. It could be every other day. It's really what works for you. Again, it's what fuels you. It's what inspires you. Challenge your mind, body, and spirit. Okay? Now, number seven brings us to the magic number seven, and it's spirituality stretching. Regardless if you are religious or not, you know I'm a Christian. And so for me, the spirituality stretching is gaining a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ and knowing that my walk with him is growing deeper and that I'm understanding and listening more and I'm going deeper in the scriptures and I understand and can apply it more to my life instead of, oh, just memorizing a verse. Not that that's not important. It is important. But depending upon where you are in your walk, again, it comes to you, what fuels you. This is your journey, not my journey. This is your journey that you're on. So you have to figure out what spirituality stretching that you need. Maybe you need to incorporate devotions. You've never done that before. There's some that you can get. There's apps that you can get right on your phone, on your tablet. You don't even have to go buy anything. You can just have the app right there. Some of them are even free and they're really good. So look at that, because when you do that, you are challenging your mind, your body, and now your spirit. This is how to feel younger and do more. These seven things. Again, age does not define your ability. Don't let it. Every year earned is wisdom gained from experience. What's the reflection of your mind, body, and spirit from the inside out today? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What do you see from your heart looking outward? I love you so very much. Go out and feel younger and do more. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.